Welcome back. Fourth lesson, huh? You must really be a glutton for punishment. Or at least for me torturing your balls and controlling your orgasms. It's cool. I like it too. Part of what I like about it is being responsible, you know? So whatever you do, we're always going to start small and work up. Take our time to find your tolerance level. And you can always stop or not do something if you don't want to do it or don't think you can. Okay. So, enough of the boring stuff. Are you ready for the fun stuff? Excellent. The materials that you'll need for this lesson are rubber bands, a towel, and a fly swatter or a spatula. Something of that nature, anyway. I don't really care. I just want it to have a handle and a flat surface to spank yourself with. Go on. Fetch. I'll wait. Did you get everything? Or at least do your best? Good. Now lock the door. I didn't say get comfortable. I want you to stand up straight for me. Legs spread. At least knees width apart. We're going to start with some slapping by hand to warm you up. And I want you standing at attention for me, like a good statue. Let's start with three slaps from a 1 to 3 on a 1 to 10 pain scale. We're just getting you warm. Now, at my instruction, 3 slaps. Slap. 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 How does that feel? Is it stinging yet? Are you excited for what I'm going to make you do? Just standing there, slapping your balls. I do love that mental image, so let's do it again. This time, you can do it anywhere from 1 to 5 on a 1 to 10 pain scale that you want. But I want you to hit yourself 5 times. Slap those balls for me when I say so. Ready? Slap. 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 Oh, that wasn't so bad, was it? You were controlling the intensity. And I told you that you had to do 5. Just for funsies, let's do 3 more. This time, I want you to aim for a 3 to 5 on a 1 to 10 pain scale. Make it sting for me. Ready? Slap. 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 I'll bet they're stinging now. Yeah. Why don't we do some squeezing and pulling on those balls? You never know. It could help them feel better. Take whichever hand you wish. The other should be unmoving limp at your side. You should still be standing up straight. Don't lock your knees. Don't you passing out on me. Grasp those balls firmly. And squeeze. Harder. 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 Oh, there we go. If you're wincing, you're there. Now keep that pressure. And release. Good job. Let's do it again. You're gonna grab your balls, squeeze until I say to stay there, and keep the pressure until I say stop. Ready? Squeeze those balls, squeeze them. Tighter, 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 tighter. There we go. I'll bet they're almost throbbing. Just hold it there. Mm-hmm. Just for a few seconds. It won't be forever. Release. One more time. This time, as I make you squeeze, I want you to also pull your balls away from your body. Ready? Here we go. Squeeze and pull. That's right. Both sensations. Ooh. Achy, achy, huh? Those poor balls. We've already made them hurt so bad. Hold it. I can just imagine your nuts stretched out for me and you just wincing in pain. The look on your face must be delightful. Release. Good job. Now, you can take them and massage them for a bit. I'll give you about 10 seconds. Go. Ooh. The nice touch feels nice, doesn't it? Too bad it's almost over. And time. You had 10 whole seconds to treat your balls nicely. Now, it's time to do something terrible to them. What'd you end up getting? For your implement? To spank your balls with? Was it a spatula? Fly swatter? Even something like a back scratcher would do. Like I said, as long as it has a handle and a flat surface. Since it's your first time, and my first time using this particular implement, let's keep our intensity between a 1 and 3. On a 1 to 10 pain scale. And I want you to hold your balls in your hand while you slap them. It'll help absorb a little bit of the pressure, and it'll give you a better gauge of what the implement feels like before we go all out on your nuts, you know. So, are you standing up straight? Are you holding your implement? Do you have your balls in your palm? Excellent. Now slap them 3 times, from a 1 to a 3 on the pain scale, when I say so. Ready? Smack. 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 Ooh, how did it feel? I can't wait to hear all about how mean and cruel I am later. Especially since you know I'm just doing what we both want. That's why it's so fun. Now, let's do just 1 swat with your implement. And I want you to do it at an approximate 5 on a 1 to 10 pain scale. This is going to be harder. You can choose whether to hold your balls or not. I want this to hurt. And it's going to. Are you ready? 3, two, one. Smack. I hope that hurt enough to make your eyes tear up. Honestly. Sounds hot. You want one more? If that was too much, feel free to bow out. I really want to go for three, though. So let's see how the second one feels. Drop down to a 3 to 5 on a 10-point pain scale and give me another one. 3, 2, 1. Smack. Did it make it worse that you had to wait for it? I really hope so. Okay. Again, if you're still in the game, let's do one more. Same intensity, a 3 to 5 on a 10-point pain scale. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Smack. This is so fun. In fact, I'll give you an opportunity for extra credit. 3 spots in a row with your implement on your balls at any intensity you want. If you can do this for me, it'll make me really happy. Ready? Smack, smack, smack. See, I didn't want you to wait for those. I just wanted them to hurt. While you're still aching, I want you to take that towel and fold or arrange it on the floor where you can get down on your knees. It's gonna help cushion them and for cleanup. I mean, I have to assume your cock is leaky by now. So get down on the floor for me. Good. Now that you're on your knees with aching balls, I'm gonna let you stroke your cock. You did a good job for me. I just wanted you on your knees for that extra little bit of submission. Besides, I'm sure it looks really nice. Are you touching your cock already? My, my. Your time already started. Do it however you want. I just want you to feel good. This was the best part of the whole thing. When your aching balls get to release their load. Are you leaky and needy for me yet? Good. Now you get a countdown from 10, just like always. At 1, you better come for me. You need to show me how appreciative you are for these lessons. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Are you enjoying yourself? Oh, but stroking that cock nicely feels so good after all the terrible things we just did to your poor balls. Oh, and you probably want me to hurry up with the countdown, hmm? You still have 5 more to go. 4, 3. It'd be a shame if I slowed down. 2. But I won't do it. Not for you. Not when you've been so obedient. One. Come. Mm-hmm. I know you can do it. Just come for me. Keep stroking it just like that. And let those achy, tortured balls empty themselves for me. This is why it's the best part. It's because you get to climax. And I get to give it to you. A reward for all your good behavior during our lesson. It's a fun dynamic, isn't it? Until next time.
Hi there. I'm so happy that you chose to join me again. Lesson 5 of CBT, Cock and Ball Torture. I'm excited. Are you? All right. For this lesson, you're gonna need that string, shoelace, cord, whatever you had before that was about 24 inches long. You're gonna need a towel. And you're going to need a spanking implement. Something like a spatula, ruler, something similar. Got it? Good. Go get it and meet me back here. I'll be waiting. Welcome back. You got everything you need? Excellent. Let's get started. I want you to get naked. Mm-hmm. Completely naked. Go ahead. I'll wait. All right. Next, fold the towel and put it down in front of a door that you can close and kneel in front of for me. Don't do it yet. I just want you in the right spot. And for my next instruction, I want you to massage those balls for me. That's right. We're going to start nice this time. Just caress them. Squeeze them. Give them some love for me. Feels good, doesn't it? Just think about all the terrible things we're going to do to them. So soon. Honestly, it makes me really excited. Are you excited too? I hope so. How do they feel? Warm? Excited? Is your cock hard yet? Doesn't really matter. I want you to go ahead and leash up your balls for me. You remember last time? Make a loop, wrap them around your balls. Keep wrapping. Not too tight. Wrap, wrap. At least 2 or 3 times. And give yourself about a foot's left of length. All leashed? Excellent. Tie a half knot, the beginning of what you do when you tie your shoes. That way it's easy to get off if you need to. It should still be firmly leashed. And I want you to take the long end and just pull. That's right. Tug on those balls for me. Is it uncomfy yet? Should pull a little harder. Oh, there we go. Getting that nice stretch through the sock. Is it getting a little stingy? I'll bet. Okay, release. Now massage them again. Mm-hmm. Firmly. This isn't for fun anymore. You're being tortured. Mm-hmm. Harder than that. Squeeze them and roll them around. I want you to fucking feel it. Good. All right. Now I want you to let the leash dangle. And if you can, step on it. And as you straighten up, use your own weight to pull your balls down. Obviously, use your best judgment. And if you can't do it, just pull on them harder for me. But if you can, use your foot to hold it down and stretch those balls. Nice and tight. Dragging them out down toward the ground. I'll bet they're starting to feel heavy, huh? Heavy and needy, maybe even throbbing. They are a leash after all. Release. Good job. Let's do one more firm tug. This time with your hand. Massage a little bit first, not too much. Do it firmly. All right. Now pull your leash again. Hard. Tug them out as far as you can. Are you sucking in breath? Are you wondering how long I'm going to make you hold it? Are you concerned? I want you to do something for me. Tug the leash. Now. Again. And one more time. How did that feel? Did you like jerking on your balls via leash? I thought so. Now, I want you to get down on your knees. Still leash. And kneel on that towel in front of the door. I love having you on your knees. I'm really glad that you like it too. Are you ready for my next instruction? Okay. Now I want you to unleash your balls. Unwrap them. As quickly as you can, I want a flood of blood, a flood of sensation to come back. And as soon as you get them untied, grab that spanking implement. And as hard as you can, I'm going to give you a 5 count. Ready? Here we go. Smack. 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 And smack. Oh, I hope that stung. Did it? We should probably make sure. Still using your implement. This time you can drop the intensity down from a 3 to a 5. I just wanted those first 5 to hurt real bad. You know me. Now we can bring it down to a more sustainable level. So from a 3 to a 5, I want you to spank your balls for me with your implement. 10 times. I know. Seems cruel, doesn't it? I love the mental image of you on your knees, balls already aching, terrified of the 10 hits I'm about to make you do. I'm just going to count to 10. Do it for me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How are you feeling? If it hurts too bad, you don't have to continue, but I would really like it if you did. 6, 7, 8, 9. And here's the last one. Oh, are you dreading it? Oh, it's gonna be so bad, I think. That's kind of the point, though, isn't it? 10. Honestly, this is so much fun. Let's do another hard massage for those balls of yours. Just really knead them. They've gotten spanked so much already. Leashed. Tugged. We're only 10 minutes in. Oh. I just love torturing you. Truly. One of the great pleasures in life is being mean to cocks and balls. So let's do some more. Let's just do 5 this time. I don't want to leave you bruised and bloody, but boy do I want those balls aching. I'm gonna count to 5. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Were you not expecting 2 in a row? I know, it's really, really mean, huh? Oh, well. Oh, massage those balls nice and hard for me again. Now stop. We're gonna do 3 more hits. As hard as you can smack yourself with that implement. Right on the balls. And then we're gonna get to the fun stuff. Ready? 3 hits. As hard as you can. 1, 2, 3. See, I won't always make you wait. Sometimes I just want you in pain really, really quickly. It's pretty fun. All right. Now you've been very good for me. You've leashed your balls, tugged your balls, stepped on your leash, knelt for me, massaged them hard, and spanked the shit out of them. Are you ready to feel good? How about we try something else I've been wanting to do to you? Get off your knees, onto your back, scoot up to the door, and put your legs up. We're gonna have you stroke that cock. And during the countdown, I want you to think about your position and what you think is gonna happen. Because I think when you come, it's gonna get all over your face. Are you there yet? Don't start yet. Just savor the anticipation. Your cock, nice and hard, throbbing, twitching, aching to be touched. You're gonna follow my countdown, and you're gonna come all over yourself. Okay, here we go. Stroke that cock for me. Nice and fast. Exactly the way you like it. And you have until the count of 0 to come all over your face. For me. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5. God, this feels so good after all that horrible shit we just did, doesn't it? 4. 3. You must be getting so close. 2. Feet up on the door. Cock twitching, jerking in your hand. 1. So ready to come for me. 0. That's right. Come for me. You can do it. Shoot for your face. You'll end up covered either way. Come all over yourself for me. I want you coated. Well done. I love when you follow instructions. Truly, torturing you is so fun. Until next time. Welcome back. You must really be a glutton for punishment, huh? Lesson number 6 already. I love that we both enjoy CBT so much, and working together. One of the things that I like the most, it's the instructional part. Telling you what to do, and definitely getting you to hurt your balls for me. So, shall we get to it? For this lesson, you'll need rubber bands only. Are you scared? You kind of should be. So go ahead, get your rubber bands, and come back and meet me here. Welcome back. Are you ready to get started? Excellent. Me too. I want you to stand up straight for me. That's right. Think about your posture. I want your back in a perpendicular line to the floor. I want your shoulders back. Your chin up, as if you're looking up at me, awaiting my instruction. Now, I want you to take your balls in one hand and slap them for me. Did you not hear me? Slap your balls now. Good job. Did you think I was going to go easy on you this time? Oh, no. Quite the contrary, actually. You've made it this far, and you want to do a good job for me, don't you? Then you need to keep obeying. Slap your balls again. And again. Harder this time. Do it again. And one more time. I can just imagine the slightly betrayed, excited, and upset look on your face that we're just starting right with ball slapping. Were you thinking you could get some cute little rubber band pops first? Maybe warm you up? I want those balls aching. So let's slap them 3 more times. You don't have to go as hard as possible. I didn't even give you an intensity level for the first few. But for this one, let's do a solid 5. 3 in a row now. Are you ready? 1. 2. 3. Are they stinging yet? I don't know if they are. Unfortunately, I can't hear you. So I guess you'll just have to do as I say. And slap them again. One more time. Uh-huh.
There we go. I'll bet they're nice and stinging. Perfect. Now, let's get those rubber bands. You wanted them, right? Mm-hmm. Twist them around your finger so you can pop yourself. I want you to do it all over your poor ball sack. I'm going to tell you when to snap. You get to pick where. Does that sound nice? My only requirement is that it better hurt. If it doesn't hurt, do it again. Understood? Excellent. Now let's get started. Pop. It's been a while. Did you forget what it felt like? Or is that hesitation just plain old fear? I guess it doesn't really matter. Do it again for me. And again. I actually plan on doing a lot of these to you, so I'm just gonna mix up my verbiage so that I don't get bored. I know that you'll be right on edge. Again. Pop. Another. Snap. More. Now for the last three. Now. Again. And final. There we go. And I hope those balls are terrified of what else I'm going to do to them. I wonder, should I do more slaps next? Or more rubber band pops? I know. How about both? Are you ready? Let's do slaps first, since it's been a couple minutes. Ready? One. Two. Three and four. Five. Oh boy. I'll bet you're in some pain right now. I can't imagine doing the things that you're doing. Well, not to myself. I'd love to be the one doing them to you. And now? I feel like rubber band snaps are not quite equal to slaps, so why don't we do 10 of those? It seems more fair that way. More equally balanced. This time, I'll tell you left and right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Honestly, I almost feel mean. I know this lesson is way harder than the others, but that's what you're here for, isn't it? It's definitely what I'm here for. Speaking of, why don't you go ahead and squeeze those balls for me? Oh, I haven't done that in a while. Really, really grip them hard. It almost feels good after all the slapping and snapping with rubber bands, doesn't it? Almost. That just means you should do it harder. Tighter. I want them attempting to pop out between your fingers. And stop. Are you sore yet? Aching, maybe? Is it harder just standing up straight for me? Is your back still in line? Are your shoulders still dropped? Is your chin still raised? Good. Now, let's do three more of each. Slapping first. Wherever you can on those balls. This time, let's take it up a little bit. I want you to try to go to a 7 for me. I know they're sore. I know they're aching. But I also know you can do this. It's only 3. And I believe in you. Are you ready? Really? Are you? Or are you just scared? Maybe you're shaking a little bit. My. That is very, very nice to imagine. One. Two. Three. Well done. I'll bet you're gritting your teeth and screwing up your face in pain, cradling your balls. Maybe you're even hoping for this to be over. It's like you know there's a reward at the end. Not yet, though. First, you need 10 more rubber band snaps, I think. Oh, I don't care about making it even anymore. I just care about inflicting a lot of pain, punishment, torture. Yeah, we've been over this before. So 10 snaps. On my count. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done. I'll bet the amount of pain you're in right now is just about perfect. I think that means you should lie down on the floor for me, on your back, and get ready to stroke your cock. Get down there. Why do I want you to do this? Simple. Because it amuses me. I like picturing you on the ground. Belly up. Cock hard. Balls aching. And quivering in anticipation of the countdown that's about to come. Or rather, that's about to let you come. But first, you know I can't be too nice. Squeeze those heavy, full balls for me. Hard. Right now. That's right. I want you to mash them with your fucking hand. Just squeeze like it's the most satisfying stress ball in the world. Stop. I wasn't going to make you do that forever. In fact, now you're going to get rewarded. I already know that you did a fantastic job for me because I am super pleased just thinking about you and how much pain you must be in right now. So I'm happy. Your balls are aching. You're on the ground for me with your dick sticking straight up in the air. And let me guess. You really, really want to touch it, right? Good news. It's time. That's right. Stroke that cock for me. I'm not going to deny you, not after you just did such a good fucking job for me. Yeah, stroke it. Go crazy. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's right. Oh, it feels so much better than torturing yourself, doesn't it? Let me tell you a secret. It only feels this good because you tortured yourself for me. The reason it's this good is because this is CBT, baby. Now, are you ready for your countdown? I'll bet you are. And here it comes. 10, 9, 8. I have just been so fucking mean to your balls this time, huh? Shame. 7, 6, 5. Yet you keep coming back for more. And I'm very grateful. 4, 3, 2. Are you actually ready? You better be. You better be about to fucking explode. 1. And come. That's right. Come for me. It's time. Do it. I want that cum spurting out of you. It's gonna feel so fucking good after all the horrible shit I just put you through. Doesn't it? Oh, I know you've been very good this time. And that's why you got such a good reward. Very, very well done.